Well, now that you spent all the money on that new smartphone, don't you wish it came with a smart battery, too? The truth is, managing the power of your smartphone battery can be a real drag.
There are, though, things that you can do to extend the life of that battery each and every day. Dimitri got on Skype to talk about it with WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbins.
This is not just a problem for mobile phones. It's a problem for netbook and laptop computers and tablets. It is actually a physics problem down to, like, the molecular level here. And so it's a really big issue. And frankly, 10 years ago, if someone would have said to you we would have the kind of battery power and small batteries that we have today, a lot of people in the tech industry would have looked at you and they wouldn't have believed it. So we already are doing extraordinary amounts of things with our phones and other mobile devices on the batteries. But the truth is, no matter how good the batteries get, we're going to ask for more of them. And so we're going to have problems. So there are things you can do. And I mean, here's a funny thing. There isn't actually a right way to charge your battery.
You say there is not a right way.
There is a right way.
Oh, okay.
There is a right way to charge your battery. I'm going to tell you what it is, and you're going to hate it. The right way to charge your battery is actually to plug it in when you go to bed, set an alarm, wake up in 3 hours, and unplug the battery. Leave it unplugged for 3 hours, wake up again, and plug it in again, and then when you wake up again, you'll have a full battery. And the reason is, it's not good to keep charging your phone overnight, because it just makes it hot, and when you make the battery hot and keep it in that heated state, it begins to cause the battery to have less and less charging ability. That doesn't do most of us any good, because most of us are going to charge our phone all night while we sleep, and we're not going to wake up in the middle of the night to baby our phone. But it is valuable to know that there is actually a right way to do it, even if we're not willing to.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well get up to feed that newborn, right?
Exactly right. But that should also tell you that you shouldn't worry during the middle of the day if you plug your phone in for an hour or two. But if you're someone who sits at a desk all day long and your habit is to plug your phone in when you get there in the morning and not unplug it again until the end of the day, not a good idea. Leave it unplugged most of the time and charge it intermittently as you need to top it off. Don't just leave it plugged in because you're doing permanent damage to the battery. Now, there's other things you can do on your phone as well. For instance, on an iPhone, if you press and hold the home button, it pops up all the open apps. And it's really smart to go through there and just keep closing them. You can do a similar thing on an Android phone. It works a little differently on different phones, but if you press and hold the home button or hit it twice, somehow you'll pull up all the apps that are open. And if you have a battery problem, if you keep running out of charge before the end of the day, just periodically, you know, maybe while you're on the phone on hold or something, grab your phone and close those apps. And then the other thing is to look at the things you have running that you don't use with any great frequency. If you really don't connect to Wi-Fi very often, turn it off. If you don't really use Bluetooth very often, turn it off. And here's a big surprise. It turns out that having your phone set on vibrate sucks up a lot more energy than just having it ring with a sound, because the vibrate makes the whole phone shake, whereas the ring just sends a little bit of sound through a tiny little speaker. So that's a good energy saver as well.
Basically, your rule could be have it ring, and if you're in a room where you need it to be quiet, silent, but not vibrate.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, have their phone ring and vibrate at the same time. If you get a lot of calls, you're using a lot of battery power unnecessarily. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you'd choose a phone necessarily for battery life, but I might be wrong about that. I mean, the more we need our stuff on the road and we need it to last, is there a particular phone or line of phones that simply has a longer lasting battery?
There are some options there, and I actually would like to suggest that people should think about choosing their phone based on the battery. If you're someone like me who's running around all the time with a charger looking for a place to plug it in, and then you're stuck, kind of stranded in front of the electrical outlet at a local coffee shop or something, removing that stress and problem from your life is removing a big problem. I chose my phone for the battery life. So there's a couple of options here. One is a Motorola phone called a Droid Max, M-A-X-X, and the Max stands for maximum battery life. It's not a thin, sexy phone. It's a big, chunky one, but it's chunky because it has a really big battery that lasts a really long time, and you'd have to work really hard not to be able to get through a whole day with that. So that's one option. The other option is there's a company called Mophie, MOPHIE, that makes cases for both iPhones and one Android phone, the Samsung Galaxy S3. And what's special about these cases is not only do they protect the phone, but in the back they actually contain a second battery. So you, in a sense, double your battery life by getting one of these cases. Again, you no longer have a sexy iPhone or a sexy Galaxy S3. You have a big, heavy, bulky phone. But if you really value having lots of power and never having to worry about running out of juice, getting a Mophie or getting a Droid Max might be the right choice for you.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbins.